KineSense has developed video retrieval search and analysis technology for police and intelligence services. The software is based on 5 years of advanced research and testing within the police forces. On the line with me now is Sarah Doyle, CEO of KineSense. So Sarah, thanks for joining us on In Focus. So tell us how your video technology works.
Well, KineSense is a company that develops and designs video retrieval search and analysis solutions. So we've developed a number of advanced video algorithms that can automatically search for events within video, categorize those events, which enables our users and our customers to eliminate the time to actually sit down and watch 10 hours of footage or 24 hours of video when an incident has taken place. Using our software, they can automatically search the video.
How does it work? Does it go by perhaps face recognition, or does it go by time frames? How does it work?
Well, unfortunately, what we have to deal with in reality is an awful lot of low frame rate video, low resolution video. So what we do is our software looks at every single frame and categorizes events within that video. So we can search then retrospectively for people going in through a certain doorway, cars entering a car park. The user typically defines what area of the scene they're interested in. And we also have some algorithms for better resolution video that can distinguish between cars and people, look for a certain amount of color, etc.
And where did you guys come up with the idea for this? Was this born out of frustration, or was this a gap in the market that you saw?
It was definitely a gap in the marketplace that we saw. Essentially, the technology was developed by my business partner, Dr. Mark Sugrum. He had spent a number of years researching this area and had a PhD in the domain. And we knew it was a very exciting technology and a very interesting technology. And we said, well, how can we apply this to the marketplace? Which is why we went out, we did a feasibility study in conjunction with Enterprise Ireland, assessed the marketplace. And what we realized was that specifically in the law enforcement market, there were no to very few solutions to dealing with CCTV video evidence. So that's why we focused on this market, first of all.
I know you've used this in conjunction with police forces. What have they said about this system?
Well, they love it, to be honest, because it saves them an enormous amount of time. Typically, customers come back to us and they say that it saves them up to 95% of the time to review video. It also helps them collect video from like the local shop or the petrol station where an incident might have taken place. And it helps them create reports. We had one particular customer who had spent 168 hours analyzing a week's worth of surveillance footage, looking for a particular person, an accomplice to a suspect. And they didn't find their guy. Because it's very tiring watching so much video for people, and people often miss events. But when they used our software, they found their suspect and were able to go out and make an arrest. So that for them was fantastic. It enabled them to actually go out and catch the criminal.
Who can avail of this software, this system? Is it just simply police forces, or can an ordinary business person avail of this?
Well, currently at the moment, we're targeting the law enforcement market because they have such a plethora of video to get through. But we have actually supplied to commercial customers, and we're intending to do so in the future. One commercial customer of ours is using it to analyze surveillance footage that they have for stock theft. You might have heard some recent reports in the UK about copper theft. So that's a problem that's very prevalent. So there's an awful lot of surveillance cameras being put in place to analyze and catch criminals. But the problem is someone has to watch it, which is costly. So that's where we come in.
We're in recessionary times, you know, and in recessionary times, we have perhaps maybe an increase in crime, etc. Are you guys seeing more of an interest in your product in the past, you know, couple of years than you would have, you know, maybe during the boom times?
I think definitely from the commercial market, there's been more interest because stock theft has become more prevalent. So we're definitely seeing an increase in that market. In the law enforcement market, CCTV video has always been a prevalent source of evidence. And it is growing, you know, with the London riots and various things like that taking place. There definitely has been an increased demand, certainly.
Do you notice a difference between perhaps dealing with public bodies, because obviously the police force is an arm of the government. Do you find there's a difference in dealing with public bodies as there is to private bodies?
I suppose what's kind of to the forefront really is that the time to make a sale takes longer in the public sector. I think everyone kind of realises that. There's an awful lot of decision making that has to be taken place at different levels, whereas in the commercial sector, you can usually get a decision a little bit quicker. So that's the primary difference.
And where do you guys see yourselves in 4 or 5 years' time? I know it's taken you 5 years of research and development to get to this stage, along with using it with police forces. So where would you guys like to see yourselves over the next couple of years? Would you like to develop more products to help fight crime, or just more visual aid products?
Well, we certainly have a lot of ideas. So at the moment, we kind of put the first product in the market around a year and a half, 2 years ago. That's primarily been focused on the law enforcement market. And since then, we launched a second product for a specific niche market within the law enforcement market. Now we have customers coming back to us saying, can you develop enhanced reporting solutions so that we can easily create reports for court purposes and team briefings? So we've done that. And we have a couple of other products that commercial customers are now coming back to us and asking us to develop. So to date, we've kind of focused on the Irish and the UK market. And we've started to get orders from Scandinavia, North Africa, and interest from North America. So for Kinesense, the next couple of years is going to be about internationalization.
So what kind of steps are you doing to prepare for going global?
Well, we have done a number of things already, and we've focused on setting up an international resellers distribution network. So we are doing that. We're also cooperating with Enterprise Ireland and their international overseas offices. Yeah. And they're helping us put a plan together for growth, which is great. And in the next couple of years, we kind of see us shifting more towards sales staff. So we'll be taking on quite a few sales staff as well as some new R&D staff as well.
Sarah Doyle, CEO of Kinesense, thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.